Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Heal our land. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for healing the land, healing and restoring, repairing the land. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Lord God. We come to lift you up this morning. You say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. Thank you, Father, for healing the land. Thank you, Father, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name this morning. We come empty of ourselves to be filled with more of you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up, clothing our right mind, to know who we are, who we belong to. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Lift up our pastor to you, Pastor Lauren Matthews, Father God. We thank you for being a covering over him, Father God, keeping him from seen and unseen danger, Father God, as he pour out to your people near and far, pour back into him. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up the whole entire Matthew family to you today, Father God. We thank you for healing, deliverance, setting them free today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up Reese and her entire family to you today, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Father God. And we say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases, Father God. So we thank you going from city to city, state to state, throughout the nation, healing and delivering, set free, that only you can do, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We welcome you in our services on today. Have your way in our services on today. From the pulpit to the back door, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for healing our land, Father God. Peace in our land today, Father God. Peace in the nations today, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Oh, we just thank you, Father God, for breakthroughs, Father God, and not a breakdown. That we all getting better and not bitter. That we know we're the victor and no longer victim, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say, have your way, Lord God. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters all over the land today, Father God. That they'll be blessed going out and blessed coming in, that they know they're the head and not the tail, they're above and not beneath, that they're more than conquerors, because the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to bless your name this morning. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land and living, and we say thank you. Thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God. Thank you for being a fence around them, Father God. Keeping them from seen and unseen danger and sickness and diseases. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up the Hunter family to you today, Father God. We thank you for covering and keeping them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God. We thank you for moving on their behalf, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we just come to bless your name today. We lift up Restoration Foundation International Ministry and Harvey, Father God. Cover Harvey with the blood, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Sitting high, looking low down on your children, we say thank you. We lift up the homeless all over the land today, Father God. We thank you for touching the hearts of your people that could do more for the homeless, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Heal our land, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for going by the hospitals on today, Father God. Going from floor to floor, room to room, healing and delivering, setting free, Father God, that only you can do. Stop by the ICU unit, intensive care unit, Father God. Create miracles today, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. Go to the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell right now in the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver them and set them free in their mind, body, soul, and spirit. stop by the county jail today, Father God. Go from cell to cell right now, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hands, Father God. And we say thank you. For Psalms 118:16, your right hand is holding us up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That we should live and not die, do what you called us to do. We say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere this morning. Drive out everything in the atmosphere that's not of you, Father God. Heal the land. Heal the land, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we plead the blood over our neighborhoods today. Drive out the violence in our neighborhoods today, Father God. Oh, we thank you for healing the land. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Always come to say how much we love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. You're the potter, we're your clay. Continuously mold us. Continuously mold us, Lord God. Always come to bless your name today. We lift up Biden and Harris and their families to you today, Father God. Cover and keep them in perfect peace, Father God. In the order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth. Place the right people in their path, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name for this awesome Sunday morning, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the highways and the byways this morning, Father God. We bind up accidents to your people and around your people today. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Have your way, Lord God. We thank you and praise you for healing our land. Healing and delivering our land today, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Lift up Mother Allen to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around her. Continue to keep her close and near to you, Lord God. Oh, we come to say thank you. Healing our land today. Peace in our homes today. Peace in the world today. Peace in the nations today. You say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for that peace today. Lift up all bereaved families near and far, Father God. We thank you for being their comforter today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover little Dee Dee, Father God. The loss of her grandmother, Father God. Cover her right now with the blood. Keep her in your keeping care, God. Even out of bereavement, Father God, salvation can still come forth in that family, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God. We ask you to have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Place the right people in the bereaved families, Lord God, that will encourage them and build them up in you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. And we just say hallelujah, hallelujah to the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. That no weapon formed against your children today shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless your name. You're healing our land. You're healing it. You're restoring it. You're repairing it. You're redeeming it. We say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Father God. Lift up my son, Edward, to you today, Father God. I thank you that you continue to strengthen his body, that you know he need a kidney, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to heal and strengthen his body, Father God. My son-in-law need a kidney, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. You can repair and restore and redeem those kidneys, Father God. Don't no one have to die for them to live. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All power is in your hands, Father. All power is in your hands. You can restore and repair those kidneys, Father God. And I say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a kidney specialist today, Father God. Thank you for being a heart specialist today, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. We say, thank you, Father God, for the blood running through our veins today, Father God. We was able to look up and get up. Some woke up this morning and needed assistance. We didn't. We say, thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We ask you to have your way in our services on today. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory, Father God, because it's not about me, it's all about you. Have your way today in all our services, Lord God, near and far, Father God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare your promises over your people today, Father God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Your will be done. Not our will, but your will. Not our way, but your way. Have your way in our services on today. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you for this day.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we magnify you and glorify you this morning, oh, Father God, for who you are in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, you have also been on your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. Oh, for your healing, oh, Father God, going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for healing, oh, Father God, and also going throughout the land, oh, Father God. And that your word, oh, Father God, in that area is touching people's bodies, touching people's temples, oh, Father God, physical temples, oh, Father God, that you have sent your spirit, oh, Father God, and who have accepted you, oh, Father God, to dwell within, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I honor you and I glorify you, oh, Father God, because you are awesome and majestic in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, your thoughts, oh, Father God, is above our thoughts, oh, Father God. Our ways are not your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for this prestigious plan, oh, Father God, that you have placed, oh, Father God, before us, oh, Father God, to follow secretly within our hearts, oh, Father God, that is activated, oh, Father God, by your frequency and your voice, oh, Father God, and our understanding and our relationship with you, oh, Father God, or as it was with Joseph, and you gave Joseph a dream, and you gave him instructions, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I decree and declare that we will be open, oh, Father God, to your destruction, to your instruction. We will not be tossed to and fro, wandering and waving here and there, oh, Father God, because our personal relationship with you, we know your voice and your voice alone. And your voice is the only voice, and your spirit is the only spirit that we will adhere to. And we thank you, O Father God, for strengthening us in that area, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time. We thank you, O Father God, for enhancing our discernment, O Father God. O Father God, O Father God, giving us those things of understanding, O Father God, that is needed in every individual life to understand, O Father God, and the situations, O Father God, that they may be facing, O Father God, even in the territorial area, O Father God, that they may be living in, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for your wisdom, O Father God, we thank you for your knowledge, we thank you for your understanding, we thank you, O Father God, for your protection and your great love, O Father God, that you have for us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us strength, oh, Father God, oh, physical strength, oh, Father God, as well as our mental and spiritual strength, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to pounce and run and jump and do those things, oh, Father God, supernaturally, oh, Father God, when it is called upon us to do, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God, in this season and time of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us understanding, oh, Father God. Again, we thank you for your discernment, oh, Father God, so that we may see to see and hear to hear. And when we speak, since we have knowledge that our words does not return back void, oh, Father God, we put words up in the atmosphere that will come back to words of the enemy, oh, Father God, and if the enemy meant for bad, oh, Father God, it will work out for our good, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your blood, your covering, because there's life up in the blood. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, throughout our systems, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for enhancing, oh, Father God, our immune system, oh, Father God. You created everything for a reason and for a purpose, oh, Father God, because there's a purpose for everything up under the sun, oh, Father God. But you created that immune system in us, oh, Father God. And the attack that has been upon our physical, our temple, and our immune system, oh, Father God, I decree and declare that it will come to a halt now, oh, Father God. The information that has been imputed into our bodies for harm, oh, Father God, you turn it around, our immune system, and everything in us, oh, Father God, to rise up a standard against those things that have entered our body through the atmosphere, oh, Father God, that try to do harm to us, oh, Father God, and to engage us, oh, Father God, from You, O Father God, allow that no weapon from against us will be able to prosper, visible or invisible, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, what the enemy has done, O Father God, and instituted into this world, O Father God, and that we may have felt physically, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for giving us the knowledge, O Father God, to defeat the enemy, O Father God, that is within, O Father God. Your words say, O Father God, we will turn away from our wicked ways, O Father God, and those things which is not of you, you are here, the land. In that land, O Father God, we present before you as our bodies, O Father God. And we ask, O Father God, that you would send your warning ministering angels, O Father God, to come back and destroy those things within us that will make the path straight, O Father God, for your healing angels, O Father God, that you are sending throughout the land, O Father God, that they will have unheeded and nothing will be able to hold them back, O Father God, because you sent your warning ministering angels first to clear the path so that they may come in, O Father God, and do the healing work within us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing, O Father God. Again, Father God, you gave us our immune system, O Father God. And it's just like to defeat your enemy, we have to know your enemy, O Father God. So those things, O Father God, that may have came into our body, we thank you, O Father God, for the immune system building up a defense against those things, O Father God, that tried to do our bodies harm, O Father God, that tried to mess with our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, O Father God. Oh, Father God, but those things have been turned around and shall work out for our good, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for your great love that you have for us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, that love, O Father God, that love of Father God. Oh, Father God, that destroys the yoke, O Father God, of the enemy within our lives, O Father God. Oh, Father God, and that our bodies, O Father God, understand your voice and your voice alone, O Father God. And it is reacting, O Father God, and permeating. Your word is permeating our bodies now, O Father God, in the healing area, O Father God, that is needed in every individual, O Father God. Oh, thank you, O Father God, for enhancing our cognitive abilities, O Father God, and everything up in our soul, O Father God, that the enemy may have tried to take over, O Father God, in our soul, in our mind part, our imagination, our cognitive ability, our senses, whether it's our physical senses and spiritual senses, O Father God, all those things, O Father God, that the enemy, O Father God, tried to encapsulate, O Father God, within our soul, O Father God. We thank you for the restoration, O Father God, being sent out now throughout the land, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for healing the land, oh, Father God, spiritually and physically, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this dispensation, season and time, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome, oh, Father God, in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are supernaturally, oh, Father God, rebuilding every broken place, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you are preparing this temple to receive those things in the season that we are approaching, O Father God, that give honor and glory to you, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you again for opening up our eyes, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you have given us, O Father God, everything that is needed, O Father God. Every individual, that what is needed for their lives, O Father God, and their situation, O Father God. It differs. To differentiate itself from others, but it's still the same, O Father God. Oh, Father God, and we thank you, O Father God, that you love us just that much, O Father God. Just like the enemy, O Father God, may come in subtly, O Father God, and unbeknown, O Father God, to us, O Father God. Oh, but we thank you for your for the Holy Spirit, O Father God, that guides and teaches us and leads us into all truth, O Father God. O Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. You are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, again, oh Father God, that you sent your son, oh Father God, to die upon Calvary, oh Father God, so that in times like this, oh Father God, your armor, oh Father God, your protection, oh Father God, and your love, and everything that is within you, oh Father God, and that you have for your people, oh Father God, we are open to receive it, oh Father God, unhindered, oh Father God, from by the hands of the enemy. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for having some of our mental thoughts in stealth mode, oh Father God, so that we may go and do the work of you, oh Father God, and also in prayer. Ultimately, oh Father God, as you give us those things, oh Father God, to pray about and to send out in the atmosphere where the enemy won't have free range in those areas, oh Father God, that you have given us to speak and pray and think about, oh Father God, and to study upon, oh Father God, in this season, oh Father God, and to make decrees, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for placing those things within us, oh Father God, because your ways are not our ways, oh Father God. Oh, you are awesome in all your ways, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, and honor you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in this season of our lives, oh Father God. And also, again, oh Father God, I thank you for your armor, oh Father God, especially the helmet of salvation, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, and your word, oh Father God, being a lamp unto our feet, oh Father God, that will guide us, oh Father God, in areas and places, oh Father God, in this season, to even speak a word to one of our brothers and sisters in Christ, oh Father God, that would set them free and would give them strength, oh Father God, in the time that we're living in. Oh Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your healing grace going throughout the land. We thank you, oh Father God, for the armor of protection, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for the development, oh Father God, within your people, oh Father God, to be excellent in the ways and having the mind of Christ, Father God, in this season. Oh, we thank you then that it is measured by love, oh Father God. The same love that you've imputed to us, oh Father God, we impute to others, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, let no evil thing dwell within us, oh Father God. Let not anything of the past and the old measure our way of speaking and thinking and understanding your word, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for making all things new, and we thank you for restoration, oh Father God, in the lives of the people. And I thank you, oh Father God, for your ministering angels, oh Father God, that is speaking the words, oh Father God, and to your people, oh Father God, and that it will fall upon good ground, and the enemy will not be able to snatch that word from them, oh Father God. Oh Father God, they will build upon it, oh Father God, as temples and foundation, oh Father God, within their soul. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you. Love you, Father. And Father, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is of excellent or of praiseworthy, think on these things. Shalom.
Sometimes after you've encouraged everyone else, you have to build up enough strength to encourage yourself. And on those days when no one else is around, I want you to say this.
I believe the storm is over. I believe the rain is gone away. I believe you'll make it through the wind. Oh, I believe it's already done.
When you're in the storm sometimes, you can't see how you will ever make it out. All you see is the trouble that you're facing in front of you. Seems like it won't ever end. But my faith tells me that the struggle that you're in, it won't last.
The struggle won't last.
The struggle won't last.
Better, my sister.
It won't last always.
Ooh.
It will true blood. He's gonna fix
it.
Oh, yes, he will.
Ooh, my brother.
Put your hand in Jesus' hand.
I came to tell you, God's gonna do it.
There is nothing, nothing too hard for him.
I'm a witness.
Oh, God's gonna fix it. Maybe looking dark right now, but I encourage you today. God's gonna do it.
God's gonna do it.
He did it for me. God's gonna do it.
God's
he did it for my mother. He did it for my father.
God will.
I know he's gonna do
God
it.
Will.
Hard sometimes, but the trouble that you're in right now, God told me to tell you, be not dismayed whatsoever this high. He said, I will take care of you. What's coming is better than what's been. My blessing is on the way. Your healing is on the way.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, oh, too much, excess love, you love me too much, you love me too much, excess love. Thank you for loving me too much, unconditionally, Lord. Thank you for loving me too much. Thank you for loving me too much, oh, unconditionally. Thank you for loving me too much, oh. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been? Where would I have been without you? You love me too much, oh. Oh, kakame, nahim you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between, no. I'm a man, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye dika. I'm a man, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye dika. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Oh, yeah.
God bless you, and top of the day to you from wherever you're listening from. And I welcome you on this day to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am pastor and apostle of the Lord, Dr. Lauren Matthews, senior pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, located in two cities, Harvey, Illinois, San Antonio, Texas, Restoration, Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We welcome each and every one of you all to the, with that said, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you all. Thank you for connecting with us and joining with us on this day. I bless the Lord for all that he's doing for so many of us in this time and hour that we're in. We must learn to give him the praise. Thank him for all that he's doing. Celebrate him for all he's allowed us to experience. And watch the mighty hand of God concerning our life and everything that's been perpetuated by his glory and by his manifested strategy for us. So I want to welcome you all and thank you for joining us on different parts of the spectrum of the world. We just thank God for another day that he's allowed us to experience his breath, his life, his Zoe, his Pneuma for our life. And for those who are listening in, we thank God for you, you, and you on today. Because without us allowing God to have his way in our life, we couldn't be able to experience what we're experiencing and what we're viewing and what we're understanding from the global plan of the enemy. Because God is doing something really powerful right now in the earth realm for many of us. He's revealing to us so many things supernaturally that are going on around us and in us and through us that you can't be asleep on this one. You have to be, you must be awakened for what you're about to see, what you're about to experience, and what you're about to view from this perspective in the land. So believers have to be alive for what we're seeing and experiencing in the land from many perspectives. That's why the battle and the fight is huge, it's gigantuous, but God, people, is having the victory. As long as you stay in your position, as long as you stay in place, you will see what God is saying, and you will know what he's doing right now for many of our lives at a time like this. So, in saying that, intercessors and prayer warriors, a lot of the ministry gifts that are coming forth praying today, I bless the Lord for you on today and thank God for you being on your post and in your position, because I know if it had not been for the presence of the Lord and you all in your post, we couldn't do what we do, because there's a lot of people who started off bailed out because of issues, circumstances, and some just sitting there just lying in the cut waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for, but last thing I heard about a person waiting, somebody delivered a baby and they were still in the waiting room and the baby was here. So those who are waiting on the side, the babies are here. You're just still in the waiting room, sitting there in a posture to wait, because this thing is huge. What God is doing right now is big, and if you missed it, the baby has already been delivered. It's already in the movement, in the process, and the season for which God had mandated it to be in. So in saying that, I welcome all of you that are listening in. Thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry, give kingdom leaders for your position and your role with us and standing with us. I want you to know personally for me, I do not take it lightly. What you do for this ministry, this conference land, and so many other great things that you allow the Spirit of the Lord God to use you in and to connect you in for us on today. So we bless in the Lord for you. All right, so stay in that place of the Lord. Continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the things of the Lord God. And if you would pray with me, those of you who are joining us now via the social platforms, thank you for connecting with us right now. Please share with others that they may come in and be blessed as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for the season for which you have ordained for our life. We recognize and realize that the precipitation in the earth realm is changing based upon the body figuration of humanity, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we decree and declare in your word from Ecclesiastes 3:1, where you said to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And God, we recognize that there are 28 different distinct timetables which you exhibited in your plan theologically, God, for our life. But God, we know that the body carries a rhythm, it carries a frequency, it carries a dimension, it carries a denomination, it carries molecules, it carries molecular systems, it carries organs. And in the name of Jesus, bring us to the secret place for which you want all humanity to arrest themselves in. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Now, God, we bind the hand of the enemy that came through the night realm or the dream realm, the many men and women of God to try to confuse them from seeing and understanding who you are for them, in them, and through them. And Father, we thank you right now for your power and your glory over our life in the mighty name of your Son. Father, we thank you right now for the supernatural atmosphere being conducive for the breakthrough and the breakout. And we thank you for it now. And now we decree and declare the winds, God, from the east and the winds from the west and the wind from the north and the wind from the south begin to move over us. And God, we bind up the troubling atmosphere and we come against the illusion that's been created in our mind based upon things we have done in our past. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless you on today. And once again, those of you who are connecting with us at this time, come on in and join us. You shall be blessed on today. This is actually part 9. I started the series several weeks ago, and we're in part 9 of the series, Turmoil at the Turning Point. Yesterday, I began to talk about to men and women of God on yesterday how important it is to understand that we're at the comeback in the bounce back, the comeback in the bounce back. And many of you, I want you to know you are in the comeback and you are in the bounce back. I could not deviate from this particular teaching because it's very critical for many of us that we're watching what is going on in the land. Now, I wanted to attach something to this series that I'm teaching. Many of you all who are following us, I wanted to attach this to it. I want to explain, not now, but I'll explain it at a later time, but I will drop some points on you so it will give you an understanding and reveal some things to you as it relates to the calendars, because there are many calendars that are in the world. Especially calendars that talk about events and timetable of what's going on right now. And for many of us, we're operating on the Gregorian calendar or Gregorian calendar. And from that calendar, many of us, we are being confused of events that are now. Let me give you a perfect example. We have many people in Christendom, they celebrate December 25th, which is a pagan sun goddess, but they celebrate it as the birth of Jesus. And we have millions and billions of people celebrating that, which is totally false. It's not biblical, not even in the Word of God. Believers, Christians know it, but they still celebrate it. They celebrate the tree goddess, the pan goddess, and all of these things. So if the Gregorian calendar tell you that that's the birth of Jesus, you know that the calendar have many cryptic codes that have lied to the people. Then if you go over to Easter, Esther, the fertility goddess, and we celebrate Jesus resurrecting through eggs, then we know that's another lie. So you know that all of these things are against the divine will of God, but we have people following them and celebrating them, but they call themselves believers. So which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on pagan, or are you going to be on God's side? Now, Cat Williams said something that he's been teaching, and it's going viral on YouTube and all social media platforms. He said, it's either God's side or the other side. The issue for most of us, we don't understand what the other side is. And we'll never know what the other side is until we move into understanding who we are in God. The other side study our side. The other side view our side. The other side research our side. The other side understand our side. The other side create medication. They put things in our community. The other side uses our leadership or leadership that they gave us. The other side uses us through fraternities. The other side uses us through secret societies. The other side uses us through a substratum of things so that it will work. That's the other side. And this other side, they invest their life, their blood, their time in us, the other side. And they don't change their mindset about what they do. That's the other side. They're strictly in detail of what they do and their plan and their strategy. So I want to teach today, and I want to deal with the scripture that we were dealing with in previous since yesterday. And thank God for the hundreds that have viewed it since yesterday and those who are following us even now today concerning the teaching. Now, if you will be so kind to share with others, they'll be able to be blessed. They'll understand. They'll connect with it. Many of you who understand the timing and the timetable, I know that what I'm teaching is detailed. It's specific detail. Now, if you're a first-time follower of us, go to my page and click follow. Go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page and be so kind to hit like. Go to Lorraine Matthews Ministry page, hit like, follow us, and you can subscribe to us over there on YouTube as well. I have several people who are connected with us from different parts of the country right now that are partnering with us, so they are sharing the information on the page with you as well as others that are connecting with us, joining us right now from different sectors of the world. They're coming in and they're sharing it. So if you would do that, I greatly appreciate it at this time so that others can be blessed by the word of God. And how many know that when you bless one, you bless another. When you bless another, you bless many. I know over the last several months, weeks, and years, a lot of the messages that I teach are not popular for the other side. But it could be confusing a little for this side because of what you've been taught and what you've been trained to understand and what you've been given about the word of God or biblical teaching as it relates to the word of God. So let's move right into the word of God on today and bless many of you so you can understand the details of the message that I'm teaching. Now, I want to do this as well because I have a lot of people who are partnering with us and connecting with us now from different sectors, and you're connecting now. And for our covenant partners in Restoration Destiny Center, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, we all are coming together. Now, We will not be at the San Antonio location today due to the precipitation of the weather. That's what they shared with me from the location there. So we're not going to be there. However, we will be here at our local church here in this region. But this is for those of you who are connected with us. All right, let's move into the Word of God from Isaiah chapter 43. Now, I want to teach this because many of us really need to know about the timing that we are in. If you understand the timing that we're in, you will understand the details of where we're going in these next 6 months or just this year alone. All right? You will know that. And the book of Isaiah is encrypted. All the entire 66 books of what we call the King James Version is a translation. Everything you read is translation. And when I say translation, it's not infallible. It's a translation of the Word of God by 26 scholars. And when you read it, you have to read it from it being revealed from the encryptions of codes in them. All of them are important biblically for us to understand the Word. Now, when I say this, it's 39 books of Old Testament. There's four books of what we call gospel. Anything after the book of Acts is considered New Testament epistles and eschatology in Revelation. 27 of those. So, which gives us 66 books of the Bible to understand. Under the 39 books, if you look at it from a departmental stand, you have 5 books of the law, 12 books of history, 5 books of what we call poetic, and 17 books of prophetic. 5 are major prophets, 5 books are a major prophet, 12 is a minor prophet. Now, the major prophets, the book I'm reading from, is the prophetic book. The prophetic books are important because of the name, the names of God. Isaiah, 66 chapters, represents all 66 books encrypted in code, meaning Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is salvation, Isaiah. Jeremiah is 52 chapters. It means Yahweh is exalted and Yahweh is uplifted. Those 52 chapters explain the 52 weeks of the year. You'll understand the 52 weeks of the year. Each have a meaning. Then you have the book of Lamentation. Lamentation is 5 chapters. It deals with grief, sorrow, sadness, travailing, all in that book, a contemporary of Jeremiah. Then you have Ezekiel. Ezekiel, there's 48 chapters in Ezekiel, all encrypted. Then you have Daniel, or Ezekiel, who names me God is strength, for God is our strength. Daniel now explained its book. It speaks God is judge or judgment of God. That particular book is different in many ways. So let me go to explain those five books and why they're called major prophets. Because in them, it's explaining the details and revealing to you what we call prophetic foretelling and foretelling. Foretelling of events and foretelling of events. To explain it, when you understand the prophetic, a prophet who operates in P-R-O-P-H-E-T, it's a individual who operates through the divine will of God. In other words, understand the secrets that God has given them. All Old Testament prophets, they received from God. New Testament prophets, they perceived from God. And the difference between receiving and perceiving is because of Yeshua coming on the scene, ripping the veil. Now, we all have access to the Father, but we have to be able to move past the different sounds and the different frequencies in the land so that we can hear the details of the Father himself or understand what he's saying to us, called filtering. So between God and between mankind, mediation between that. And so the difference between Old Testament and New Testament is Old Testament prophets receive exactly from the Lord. New Testament prophets perceive. That's why we have a generation of people who operate in the prophetic, but they operate error. Most prophets are prophets who are in error. They're not false prophets. They're in error. And the reason why they're in error, because they have not learned how to use their gift for the benefit of the secrets of God to the sacred bodies of man, so that he will be able to tell you the details of events. And if you don't have a relationship with God, you will be gifted, but your character will be sifted. You will not be able to operate in that level of the spiritual dimension that God wants to take you in as a student in the body. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear, and you will be taught the things of the word of the Lord God. That's why many of you have to know that this window that you're in is very important to your development and your creativity of where you're about to go and what you're about to receive in the earth realm that is available to us. Why is everything moving to digital now? Currency is getting ready to be digital because the analog system of the world is being eliminated. That's why encryption, that they were encrypting human lives through this period of time so that they can change the dynamic of the infrastructure of human life. Ralph Waldo Emerson had a quote. He goes this, he said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are small compared to what lies within you. The word of God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And everything that was done in the timetable of humanity was done based upon the fallen angels that slept with the daughters of men after chapter 6 of Genesis. Genesis is comprised of the gene of human body, hemisphere, the Garden of Eden is in the structure of the brain. And you have to understand it's not a literal place. It's revealing to you a place or an estate in mankind to understand the knowledge of who you are to God. Now, anything outside of that, it becomes, it's more idol worshipers, just like ancient mysticism and Greek mythology and all of the teaching of philosophers and all of the understanding of the scholars. Not that they don't have an understanding, because when you deal with the spirit of fallen angels, they're revealing their secrets to men who's willing to reveal their worship to them. They want you to worship them. That's what you get word ship. Words in you will ship. Human will ship. When you see ship in the Old Testament, it just didn't have words to it. They were in ship. Let me give you a perfect example. So when you understand the power of God and understand events and timetables, you'll understand what God is saying to you as it relates to where we all are getting ready to go. And when I say we all, you all going to. I made up in my mind, pastoring, we're not going to leave anybody behind unless they want to be left behind, or if they want to be a traitor, if they want to disrespect the system, then you'll be left behind. I can only take so much pain to promise, because I think, what is her name? The singer says, no pain, no gain. And then she has the second part, after the pain. So you have to understand, no pain, no gain. But then there's only so much pain you can take to the next window of time. Isaiah 43, chapter number 14. Now, I'm teaching this so that you will be able to tap into understanding the prophetic significance of the word of God so you can relate to it in detail. Chapter 43 of the 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation. And to understand that, this is the chapter that brings you into understanding Israel. The Israel that they gave us is not the Israel that God spoke to us. What God spoken to us is very critical for us to understand. Is you real or is they real, what they're giving you? And you're seeing the difference in the tribunal understanding. That's why secret societies understand a little of Jacob's ladder. They don't know the details of Jacob's ladder. If you follow me, you'll get to the peak of Jacob's ladder. And that's what people don't want you to understand, all of the details of how you can transcend into a place in that realm of the spirit and move into that spiritual dimension. Cat Williams said something to humanity. It's God's side or the other side. And you have to know that what's on God's side is far greater than the other side. The other side will cost you something. God's side will deliver you for or deliver you from something to bring you into a greater place in him that you will be able to flow and understand who you are to him. See, most of us, we live and breathe dependent on outside stimulation for inside manifestation. To manifest it inside require one to move from an outside stimulation. In the world, we sought after affirmation, confirmation, and relationship on the outside. And most of us, to get a relationship on the outside, we were willing to do anything to get a woman or to get a mate. And many people are still doing it today. What do I need to do to get a man or keep a man or have a man or get a woman to have a woman? The problem is not getting them. The secret is knowing who you are to draw them. I'm going somewhere today, so y'all might as well share with everybody. You're getting ready to be blessed. Because if you get a man and get a woman and you can't keep them, then you downgraded yourself. But if you draw them, you can never lose them because of who you know, the value of where you are in you. No matter how far they get away, they can't get away because once you draw something to you, they're drawn to a spiritual dimension in your life. And therefore, you don't lose what's drawn to you. You lose what you go outside and seek for. That's why we have a lot of seekers and not thinkers. I'm trying to get you to understand the mind of stimulation because the power to do what you need to do. Because in 2020, when I begin to encrypt things and reveal things to the world in 2020 and 2021, when our United States government sent agents to me, and then they had agents starting to follow me when I flew all over the world, they were trying to reveal, how is this man knowing all of these secrets and telling the world events that were happening, even events that they knew, that they had plotted, and no one knew, because God took me into a spiritual dimension. And he visited me in that spiritual dimension to reveal to me the secrets of the world, even before them. He was revealing to me things before the world was formed. So before the world was formed, he was taking me there. So before the enemy can create any element of destruction, he was already revealing to me the potholes and the plots and the scheme. That's why I'm still here today. See, one of the things about the enemy can't kill you, but what he can do is injure you. He can injure you. He can injure you. Fall out of the will of the Lord and do something contrary. You'll be injured. He can't kill you because what's in you is based upon the encrypting of God's plan for your life. Destiny is a powerful thing when you understand destiny. See, the demons want you to study a destination. God wants you to understand predestiny. Predestiny means preordained, inevitable, irresistible fate. It means the outcome, what is, before you get to a destination. That's a pit stop. Predestination means before the world was formed, before the world ever came into existence, you were already predestinated by God. The thing that the enemy does not want you to know is predestination. Everybody that's here today that's following and those that are listening in, you are predestinated by God. So he already spoke you before a mother seed or dad seed and a mother egg ever connected. You were already a formula. That's why the research and the study is science, physics, research, going into labs and laboratories to study genes. That's why secret society, what they do is deal with blood sacrifice, children sacrifice, ancient sacrifice, all of these things. They gave you an earth that was round and the rotation of earth in between firmament and firmament. So I'm bringing you back to reality of the true things of God so you can know who you are in him and through him. So Isaiah 43 opens us up. Now, this particular book means Yahweh is salvation. And the salvation brings you in transformation. Once you come into salvation or relationship, that's with you. Because anytime you meet God, you have actually met yourself because it's already predestined. I made you in the image and the likeness of him, he, male, female. That's why you have a battle in genderism and femininity and masculinity in the world. We have a major hub of battles within the structure of man and woman. And God is trying to bring us into the formula of conforming to oneness. That's critical for humanity to understand oneness, becoming one with the Father in all essence of life. Now, Isaiah 43, verses number 14. Now, this is the Lord's promise of total victory to his original people, Israel. Not Israeli, not necessarily Israelite, but to the original people who he has established. When I shared with somebody yesterday prophetically, this is the tribunal time, tribe. In other words, tribe inheritance, what belongs to the tribes and what belongs to us. Because we are in the equinox, the Mason-Dixon line, the universe. We're in the switching. In other words, when I say the switching, we all are locked into this infirmament. And so therefore, being here in this infirmament, you have seven continents that they explain, seven continents. Actually, more if you do an in-depth study, because just in the Antarctica continent, there's continents in Antarctica. That's why in 1959, they made a treaty, and the world made a treaty with 13 different countries to protect what's there. Now, you have to understand that's a cold climate, but there's a warm climate under the cold climate. We have climates that are changing climate. They have a climate that is a set climate. And we the set climate is the climate that's in separation from infirmaments of infirmament. You are critical to understand who you are within, the nature of your relationship with God, and who you will be to God in this dispensation. The Gregorian calendar is official after 2023. After 2023, when you enter into 2024, it's really the timetable of man. The timetable of man, meaning the reality of what was, is now no longer. God is now in the El Elyon, Yahweh, is the ultimate center of humanity. That's why people can call it energy, synergy. They can call it all of those things. It's still spirit. However you want to translate it, it comes to one thing. It's spiritual, and spiritual in every essence than you will ever believe or understand as it relates to mankind. Let's go into chapter 43, verses number 14. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, redeeming you. Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I have sent Babylon and have brought down all of their nobles. Now, noble birthing are the people, the nine high-ranking families of the world, noble birthing. These are the dominating families of the world that rule over the continent. And the Chaldean who cry in ships. You heard what I said? Ships. Now, ships, you'll see worship in New Testament. The word ship. This one talks about ship. They don't use the word, but they use the word ship. We, in the New Testament, you hear worship. Words that will be able to ship. Old Testament used the word ship. Let me go take you a little deeper. I am the Lord, or I am Elohim, your Holy One. Because when you start seeing the translation of the Lord, you have to understand it came on the scene during the King James version of the Bible, because it was King James and then his lords, his nobles and then his lords. So you have the translation, a biblical translation. So I am Elohim, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, the King. But they got, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus said the Lord, which maketh the way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot, the horses, the army, and the power that lie down together. They shall not rise. Now let me break into revelation. Which bringeth forth the chariot, horses, the army, and the power, they shall lie down together, and they shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as toast. Now he's bringing the revelation to us that we must understand that when God speaks of his prophetic significance, he says it in this particular verse so that you will understand what the hand of the Lord is saying concerning the destiny and the purpose of the believer, the destiny and the purpose of those who are connected to him, who have relationship with him, who understand the power of relationship with him. And when you understand that, no one can stop what God is getting ready to do for us in the land. This is teaching. When you start teaching, you start losing people, because when the students are ready, the teacher will appear. And I'm teaching you. I'm not hooping you today. I'm not pumping circumstances. I'm teaching you to understand who you are as it relates to the timing and the timing of God and the things that the Lord is doing in the believer and for the believer and for the men and women of God who are connected to the believer in the earth realm. Let me go here so you can really understand when I talk about the word comeback and bounce back, coming back from something and bouncing back from it. It's very important for you to understand coming back and bouncing back, because when you come back, you ain't seen nothing yet for a person that can come back from something. Coming back means that what was doesn't exist. Verse number 16, he said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? The question, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, verse 19 is very important for the teaching today as it relates to comeback and bouncing back. When you're coming back from something and you're bouncing back from something, you're coming back from what was, you're bouncing back from what has been. God is saying we are in the comeback and the bouncing back. I'm bringing the mankind to understand that if you follow me, you will come back. If you stay in place, you will bounce back, because anything that I release to you is sacredly given to you. And if it's sacredly given to you, then you understand the mysterious or the mystery of it. Demonic principalities and power never want men and women of God to understand the mystery of things that are happening in our life. They will rather you be miserable than to really tap into the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Once you tap into the mystery, then you understand God's side, but he revealed to you the other side. Because once he start revealing to you the other side, then God's side began to defeat all of the things that kept you from moving forward in understanding the things of God. I'm going somewhere today to bless you. See, that means that what you're watching in the world right now that's being revealed is the other side is being revealed. And the other side are destroying each other because of what's being revealed. Because what's being revealed now is what's been hid on the other side. And the other side have no power over God's side. God's side is revealing all things to us. And the other side is scared because the Gregorian calendar ends 442 years of what their plan was from 1582 to 1982 is 400 years. From 1982 to 2023 is 42 years. Now, if I said I connect it to biblical word, I would connect it to the book of Job, which is the book of Job talks about the earth realm and God being on the earth realm for the counsel of his will here. And then when the counsel of his will here, who were here? Nephilim. He said, so when he presented himself to the council on earth, who came? Satan. Satan came. He said, from which coming thou, going up and down to and fro throughout the earth. He was thrown into the infirmary. And he said, have you considered the job? Because when you study the word of God from a theological perspective, anything in the Bible must be defined as a name. So when you read the Bible and you read names, all names are encrypted. So the book of Job has to have a name to it. So what you have is the book of Job. They call it the book of Job. But really, in its presentation, it's a book of a job. Because if you study the word Job in the Hebrew, Job means suffering. Job means persecution. So he asked Satan, from which covenant thou, Satan, going up and down to and fro throughout the earth? And God said, have you considered my servant Job, or have you considered that you will be in suffering and persecution? So Job is all about suffering and persecution of Satan who's on the earth. So many people are watching what they call UFO, or you said, all these unidentified things in the earth realm. No, those are fallen angels in the earth realm that are here going up and down to and fro throughout the earth. And he said, have you considered that you're going to go through suffering and persecution? Then he said, there's a hedge of protection around him. If you take the hedge down, I'll make him curse you to your death. Now, if I deal with that from a biblical point of view, men of God and people of God, we are glory carriers. So we carry eternal power in us, but we have internal conflict in us because of the Adam that have been breached in our garden. We open up something in our spiritual being that gave access to fallen's presence. That's why we became as little gods in the earth realm. So Satan said, but you have a hedge of protection around Satan, around Job. If you take him down, I'll make him curse you. And God said these words. He said, I will take the hedge down from them. He said, but you cannot take his life. Now follow me, prophetic people, so you can understand. See, what the devil can do, he can wound you. He can't kill you. He can't kill you, but he can wound you. That's what Job did. The kingdom of God, and we're going to go through suffering, and we're going to go through persecution, but we cannot be killed because of the presence of God in our life. All of us are connected to the frequency of the presence of God. And then what the enemy did is he took things of value. Anything that you make a god in the earth realm, Satan comes after those things. Anything that you make a god is a challenge. It becomes a fight. And the fight is those things that you made a god. If you serve God, he has to fight your god. If I change my mind and stop fighting for a woman or fighting for people or fighting for this and serve God, then Satan will have to fight my God. That's why 2 Chronicles 20:20 was critical to 2020. And the reason being, the Lord said, you need not fight this battle in 2020. This battle is not yours. This battle is mine. Stay in position, because 2020 was a biblical time in the earth realm set up by Dr. Fauci, who was in the New York Post by telling the world he lied about the science of COVID and the study of what what he did as it relates to COVID science and COVID. He had to tell the truth because the truth comes out. You know why? Because anybody in their latter years getting ready to leave the earth realm, what they do is called deathbed confession. People start confessing things that they did all of their life that they did against people. See, you don't think for one time that all of the things you get in the world, you don't have deathbed confession. We have a lot of people that are getting ready to leave the earth realm that have made a covenant with the other side. And everybody on God's side, we don't have to make a deathbed confession. Our life was our confession. The way we live was our confession. The way we move was our confession. The way we did things was our confession. Our life is a confession of God. It's a specific things of the Lord God. And once you come into the knowledge and the power and the authority of who you are in him, then you have power to operate in the mysterious of God. demon spirits fear the mysterious of God. When you're able to flow in the spirit realm and you can determine the equinox in the equator, and you know how you can move in an firmament from one realm to another realm, from the Mason-Dixon line of the earth, you'll be able to move in powers that's beyond the imagination. That's why anytime you come into greater knowledge and you're in certain ministry, certain leaders fear you, because you have tapped into a spiritual dimension that the knowledge of them being controlled by pews and pity party people, they don't have the power. Because that's why it's witchcraft in the pew, and pulpits are in the pit. That's why pressures are being put on leaders all over the world. All over the world, everywhere you go, leaders are under tremendous pressure. Why? Because of the witchcraft in the pew and witchcraft in the world. And they let the world determine their ministry. And that's why most of them, they're only gifted and they're miserable, because they don't know how to take the gift and move it under the anointing. So the anointing will destroy their yoke, and the gift will bless the people. So the enemy will use what we call charismaticism. Charismaticism connects to charisma. Your charisma cannot stop demons. Your charisma mesmerizes the people and make them feel good. Your anointing destroys the yoke, and your charisma is your statement in the presence of God. That's when you're able to transcend from one level to another level in the spiritual dimension of God. You'll be able to go anywhere in the world, and you have first-class seating. Have you ever went somewhere and someone said, I saw you before? What they see is a spiritual dimension in it, that they saw you before time. God will let you transcend and translate in the present. You won't be operating in transgenderism and losing your identity of who you are, because you flow in that spiritual dimension. That's why this is the season of the comeback for many of us, and the bounce back. You're bouncing back from all of the traps of the religious world and all of the genre of what's been told to you religiously. God is bringing you to a critical point in your life where you'll be able to transcend your thoughts. You'll be able to move and flow in the glory of God like never before. I'm bringing you to understand. So he said, remember ye not the former thing, Israel. My people, I'm bringing you to know that everything that you're entering into is all part of for moving you from analog into digital. You were already digital, but you had to deal with the encryption of all of these teachings over the years by the Catholic Church and Catholicism, all of these ancient societies and idol worshipers. They don't even, if you look at what happened over in Philippines, over in Philippines right now, they carried around this black image of Jesus, the God. And they carry around, and you got millions and millions of people following this because they believe and know that the presence. Over here in colonialism, they give you this white picture of Jesus with blue eyes, and they give that to you. And we followed that for years. And I'm not speaking as it relates to race. I'm speaking as it relates to understanding the power of what God is saying to us. Because a lot of times when you start dealing with race issues, our culture gets shot. When white folks deal with it, they just go straight at it. We've been trained in our minds, oh, be very careful. Don't offend them. But they'll destroy you, destroy your family, hide your history. Because you've been trained by the master plan of them. When you understand who you are, you don't worry about fear. You preach, you teach, and you break the word of God. That's why the other side want our side. The other side learn from our side. The other side follow our side. The other side invest in our side. The other side follow our side. The other side research our side. The other side move into community and incite events. The other side create diseases. The other side research and study us. You know why? Because in 1582 to 1982, you have to still understand who was working in 1982 for the Catholic Church, who were working for the Jesuit order, Dr. Fauci, when they brought AIDS into your community, when they incited events in your community under Ronald Reagan, and went from Ronald Reagan under George Bush, and George Bush under Bill Clinton. Y'all said Bill Clinton was the black president. I don't know who name you were talking about. All of these people were encrypted. So their job was to be able to incite events, cause things to your community, but you're still here because you're bouncing back and you're coming back. And you know how you bounce back and coming back? Because you can only wound us. You can't kill us. You can't kill what God has designed. You need me. You can't kill me. I'm a revealer of all things. I'm helping even you get back into alignment in the world. And that's why you see world leaders who have bowed to those secret societies. It's called collateral damage. Everything you see is based upon collateral damages right now. All of these leaders, everyone, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to be exposed and revealed to the world and to humanity right now. It's called collateral damage. Everything you see is collateral damage. Don't think you can just do what you want to do and you gain the world. It's a cost to gaining the world. It's a cost to that. So don't think you can sit down and say, well, I'm getting away with anything. No, it's a value. It's a cost. And your comeback, you're going to see many people are replacement. Your fight now is being the replacers of the universe. The platelets of the universe is being replaced. And God is bringing back men and women of God who are replacements in the earth realm. And some of us, God is in the combat is to restore from what was. The bounce back is acceleration. Many of us this year will be one of the most accelerated times in years and years. This 5785 that you're in based upon the Judaic calendar is very critical. Everything you're seeing is critical. So it's happening very fast. It will be a fast year. You're going to see things move so quickly, but it will be a smooth transition. It will be a smooth transition. Let me give you a perfect example. Everything now is all about God's side and the other side. And what you're watching is a showdown in the world. And the people who you thought was on God's side are the collateral damage. The people that's on God's side, we are the benefactors. You're in your benefactor year of the civilization. See, most people sold their self for the power of the earth. The benefactors are men and women of God, us. We're going to benefit. See, you always going to benefit from the collateral damage. You're going to benefit from the destruction of the enemy. You're going to benefit. And what we're watching in total is we're watching the other side being annihilated one by one. That's why in the world right now, the comeback is the restoration. Everything is changing quickly and manifesting fastly as it relates to what's going on. It means a return. You're returning to a place. You're coming to the exact timing of God's plan. I'm returning my people back to what belongs to them. The Ark of the Covenant was all about the returning of his presence. The Ichabod syndrome in church has crippled a lot of leaders and crippled a lot of people. That's why we have to be very careful in this season who you connect with, especially people who are trying to use guilt and want you to buy into their emotions and their feelings. I'm not even moved by that. I'm moved by truth. and truth alone. If you don't bring truth, I can discern the lie now. Because give a liar enough time, a liar call up another liar. See, the lying spirit will call up other liars and get all the liars to congregate with them. The truth doesn't have to lie. A truth doesn't have to move its position. A truth don't have to say anything. My silence can never be misquoted. I don't have to respond to a lie. Because a lie, if I open my mouth on a lie, the liar will end up calling up other liars. So I don't have to lie, because the power of the lie has no power over truth. And see, the other side know that they have lied so long that when truth shows up, it's defeating what they have done and they're planning. So what you see right now in Vatican City and around the world is you watching the rise and the fall of Babylon. The Babylonian religious systems of the world is colliding, and there's nothing that they can do about it. All of that gold that they had in Vatican City, 600 tons of it, they had to give it up now. They had to release it because of what they've been doing for years. See, the entire systems are coming down right now. God is revealing all things to us. Some of y'all didn't even know that. Things are manifesting itself. The equator that's connected to the infirmament, the separation, where Nephilims are over there, locked in, the climate. And that's why you're watching horrendous events in the streets of America and the world, and things are happening because of these demonic giants in the world that are manifesting themselves. They can only attach to anybody that has been on the other side. Can I go deeper? So you can understand what you're watching in the world is you're watching God visit the sins and the iniquity of those secret society and people who were on the other side and not God's side. And God is visiting them. He's visiting the bloodline of their iniquity, and the attacks are on the other side because the attacks are on them. And what you're watching in the world is you're watching Nephilim attacking the other side, because what they did on the other side, when they revealed the secrets to those on the other side, those on the other side had a certain time limit to do what they needed to do against God's side, and their sides are up. That's why when I start revealing to the world the timetable, and they will try to give you the shot to change your genealogy, people fell for the okey-doke, that's what it was, and the pan goddess, that's why they came with the word pandemic. Study pan goddess. And you'll understand what the pan goddess was assigned to do during this event in history. And so in this event in history, many people who never had things happening in their body are manifesting in their body. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. And these Nephilim understand the encryption because they gave them the codes, Dr. Fauci, to knowing how to operate in the substratum of the people organ. They needed to get connected to you. So those who have been connected with the shot, these giants understand your rhythm and your movement in your body. They don't tell you that. They'll never tell you that. But I'm revealing this to you. And I was trying to reveal to millions of people around the world. And that's why you see what's going on in Vatican City. There was two popes. It was Pope Benedict and this airhead Pope now. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The Pope that they got right here, this person right now. And these two individuals were connected. And once he died on the 31st of December in 2021, going into 2022, it ended that twin of the 2020 year. You have to have twin. That's why they had 9/11, Twin Towers. That's what they had in Powerhorn, Twin City, and Powerhorn, twins. You see how twins, it was a duplication. And that's why you see what demons are trying to do right now. Satan wanted to be a twin with God. He wanted to exalt himself. You always see a twin. And the power of these presidents, and this no indictment against many of you all at all, period. That's not an indictment against you all. It's just to tell you what you're going to experience in the rhythmatic frequency. That's why people are wondering what's going on in their body, what's happening in the tune of their body. And then they use Elon Musk to create these vehicles, these electric vehicles that will mess with the electrodes of human life. That's why when you watch the movie that Obama made with all of those electric cars running into each other, 1.5 million will recall cars. So you understand the rhythmatic movement of human life. Now, in the irrigation of water system, they're messing with people's manifestation. Half of you all and everybody, you want me to give you an example? Half of us, we dealing with issues in our throat. We feeling something in that tingling sensation in your throat, a little scratch in your throat, other things in your throat. Think about all of the stuff you're connected with right now. It's a coming to a pivotal time. The church world can't deal with this. Only thing they can deal with is religious stuff. And half of them are confused because they teaching messages 45 years ago, trying to bring you to the giving you a 1982 message in 2024. And God is releasing the mysteries. He's telling you what I'm trying to show you through the Word of God and bring you into details of understanding the Word of God. That's what I tell people. Don't be hating on me. While y'all was sitting there trying to create mega ministry, I was in his presence. While you were creating mega, I was creating a sound so the people can understand the entire trajectory of the equinox. The universe is shifted. All seven, Saturn, Venus, Pluto, all of them. It was an alignment. It's an alignment now. And everything is coming to pass. So the combat now is over the other side versus our side. And now there's a visitation on the bloodline. That's why last year you lost 29 billionaires, 12 of them from America. And you ain't seen nothing yet of what's getting ready to visit their bloodline and their lifeline. That's why everybody right now, this election will be one of the most chaotic times in the earth realm. It's going to be chaotic. And what people didn't understand then, you're understanding now. That's why the song said you're understanding now by and by. That's why you have leaders in the world. How you going to be a man who loves the Lord and you spirit-filled, and then you're going to go against God after you've been serving God all of these years, and then you're going to tell the whole world everybody's going to heaven? So you mean to tell me, if I'm a man that's married and have a wife, I could cheat on my wife all day and I'm going to heaven? That's the devil is a lie. That woman that beat me upside my head and knocked me down the street and find me in the coroner's office. But we going to heaven. All people are going to heaven. And they selling that religious stuff. So you see how leaders, when they leave here, they die with sickness on their body because they're full of being a heretic. And then they try to get you to embrace all of this genre of foolishness in the world. How in the world you think you can live? You can go against your moral body, your human body, and violate your human body that God gave you. And then, you can violate your body. You can be anything you want. All of those people are miserable. It's miserable. And then if you're a believer that sin, that stuff bothers you. So don't tell me you out here and you can a man can be with another man and a woman can be with another woman and you happy with that. You ain't happy. You're miserable. The genealogy, that's the gene is trans sin, and it was something sent to your gene to change, mess with your gender, transgender. And those are demonic spirits. And then those demonic spirits have access to you to enter into you. And when they enter into you, then what they do is they use your body motor skill. And then you are all twisted. And if you look at the record, they become suicidal, homicidal in their life. And most people don't know how to transcend trance, go into a trance, and God will send something to your gene so you will see light. You'll be able to move in the spirit world and operate. You ain't got to do phony miracles. You ain't got to clap your hands and do all that other stuff and imitation. You'll be able to move in a spiritual dimension. I'm not scared of a 3% of a world that think they ruling. We have total power right now. The power, the B is in our hand. But people, the fight now is the fatigue, because we have more leaders are burnt out and fatigued. They're dealing with battle fatigue, war fatigue. And it's hard when you've been battle fatigued. You're dealing with people in your churches that have burnt you out. Don't let nobody burn you out right now. These next 90 days are critical to many of us. Matter of fact, the next 6 months are very critical to your life. Don't get connected with relationships where it's only one side. It's their side, the bedroom side, your money side, your car side, your dinner side, and you ain't got no side. And then you saying they love you. They ain't love you. They got your mind. You got to be prepared for what's coming and what's here. You got to know what's here and what your value is in the world and who you are. Because this 6 months is very pivotal to mankind, to human existence. It's very critical to where you're going. Don't lose your identity in a time where no one else can have their identity and they lost themselves along the way. You ain't seen nothing yet. The suicidal rate and the mental health rates of so many people. You got people, they can't halfway think. You know why? Because those that spirit realm have invaded the substratum of people's thought process. And you're moving in such a spiritual dimension. You're a powerful being. And the more you connect, you're connecting with the phenomena of God. When I speak to people around the world, I'm bringing them to the phenomena of God to understand who they are to God, not who you are to a society organization you bow into these fraternities. You fret. Fret not yourself. Don't become a fret, but fret not yourself because of evildoers. They will soon be cast out. Why? And slowly tossed away because of the spiritual realm of God and the mighty power. You're in your comeback and bounce back time. And some of us, we're bouncing back so quickly from things in our life that there are people in our life, they're fearing. Have you ever had somebody, you bounce back for something? Now people that are fiending for you. Oh, can I talk to somebody today? I'm going to tell you something. Here you are. You're coming back from something in your life. And people who were once in your life, they're trying to come. I'm going to tell you something. When you entered into the month of February and March, most of us, we're going to see people you ain't never thought will ever come back, because they're going to be fiending for what's in your life, because they're going to come around the door. They're going to be trying to slip through the back door. They're going to be trying to visit you to just say, oh, I want to give you a little bit of something. I'm telling you, it's the whole entire changing right now. People, that's why millions of people that watch you, but they won't. They don't want nobody to know they're watching you. Millions of people will follow you, but they don't never want nobody to know they're following you, because what they're doing, they're taking notes. They're taking notes. How are you surviving? How did I tell you you'll never be nothing and you're still here? How could I leave you as a baby mama or a baby daddy and you're still surviving me and you paying me all of this child support and you make it? How is it that you way up here, you're achieving things, you looking better than you were looking before? You ain't need to put a band around you. Go into the city. Go do a workout. Get into that swimming water and swim and take care of yourself. Y'all ain't ready for me. You gotta be able to move. And they're trying to figure you out. And you can help them out. Have you ever been there? You literally helping them out. They calling you. Can I ask you a question? I know this ain't who I think it is. But then you ain't got to be deep like that. Hello, how you doing? Oh, okay. Good to see you. See, you gotta change your voice and change your trajectory. How can I help you? Well, I was just wondering. I'm falling on hard times. Oh, really? See, because you know why? Because where you are at now is your comeback and bounce back time. See, it's the other side or God's side. There's no other side. There's no other side in here. There's no other side. See, now people went over to Ahab's side and Jezebel's side and Delilah's side. See, Delilah is the flirter. Jezebel is the destroyer. Ahab is the weak. So all of these people want to come back. They won't end. Why? Because, see, what Jezebel did to a lot of Ahab, they messed them up. So they won't back into you. A lot of Ahab have fell to the trap of Jezebel. And so now they don't have no power. They're too weak to do anything, to stand up, to do anything, because they have no power. She zapped them, zapped their power. And then when you walk in the power and the presence of God, that's a different timetable of the Lord. It's either God's side or the other side. And it took a man who was in the world to tell the whole world that. See, the church world won't even say that. They won't even talk about God's side or the other side. They'll talk about making you the feel-good side and the money side, but to tap into the truth of where you are in the kingdom of God, they can't do it. As a matter of fact, when you cross over into the other side, you don't have permission to even deal with the presence of God anymore, because you totally control. You told what to do. You're a robot. You can't even help your own people if you want to. So you cross over to the other side. Now what you have here as I end in this comeback time and the bounce back, you have all the global world is in the showdown. Now, some of you have heard me talk about Vatican City and the Catholic Church. Right now, in the Catholic Church, there is a cardinal. Well, they don't really want him to be in the cardinalship, but I say an archbishop. He's an archbishop. He stood up against the Pope, Black, and the Pope don't even know what to do because his season is over. And you have a showdown for who will be the Pope. And then all of the other ones in Vatican City is lobbying behind the Black bishop because they cowards. And then you have utter destruction going on over there because the rest of them are being exposed for messing with boys. So what you're watching right now, and they're not discussing it, that's why they're dealing with a lot of other things going on in the world, and they're trying to, and they're focusing you on Black leadership. But what's happening right now is major leadership. So Vatican City is in tumult right now because one Black bishop is going against the Pope, and all the other bishops are getting behind, all the archbishops are getting behind this Black Pope, this Black bishop. And the Pope is sitting here. He have a short window. Listen to me. This man have a short window, and he's doing everything in his short window to follow the exact details of what his assignment was based upon what he was supposed to do. And he's losing time. He's losing time. You remember 2 months ago, he was sick unto death. And those Nephilim gave him a small window. That's why you see those windows. They gave him a small window. And in this small window, he's doing everything in his power to change the trajectory once again over at Vatican City. But it's a fight. Now, over in Israel, because you have what you have is you have the three major world religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Those three religions of the world are in total chaotic state right now. All three of them. Look at what's going on over in Israel right at this moment. Islamic Jews are fighting Israeli Jews. All over. Chaos in those countries. All the major religions of the world. So when you get to the scripture and talk about the falling away, it's a falling away from religion. All of the religions are falling away. And everybody who follow religious genre are falling too. That's why the righteousness of God supersede religion and ritual. And you're watching all of these things happen. And many churches or the church world, or I'm going to use the term the church world, are in chaos and they're losing people because what they follow is Roman Catholic theology, Roman Catholic robes and garments, Roman Catholic ways. And if you ever notice, the moment they do everything based upon the Roman Catholic ways, you see how leaders go from right here to here. Their bodies start going through these things. Their mental capacity, because they open themselves up to ancient garments, ancient ways. Y'all ain't ready for me. Study it. When you start studying it, then you'll be amazed to see, wow, this stuff is real. Yeah. Who puts on a day God has? Just trying to help you out. See, you understand all of this stuff. Study what the day God is. You'll be amazed. All right, let me finish teaching. So I won't lose you. I know this ain't popular, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm just trying to give you time to see why things are going on, the chemical imbalances of our human body. So to bring you to understanding what is at stake right now, beloved, what is at hand? What is at hand? What is at hand right now? And what's at hand now is critical to the lives of the believer. No indictment against some of my colleagues. You already understand where that those things are coming from. All right. The critical timing that we to understand where we're going. And what is at stake? A lot is at stake in this window we're in. And for some of us, you don't want to lose sight of the vision that God has given us. Because these are critical times in the land for many of us. You're in your comeback and you're in your bounce back. But you have to bounce back from everything that the enemy put in your mind and directed in your life. Some things, some of the biggest battles of the world is the fight of what you was worshiping before the season. Excuse me. God is bringing you to understand the totality of his will for your life and what he's doing in your life. Some of us, we're watching a modern day transfer of power. It's all in effect. I gave a window of many to change their garments in 2022, 23. Now it's a transfer of power. It's God's side or the other side. And then the other side is being exposed. So what they're doing is they're telling on others on this side. When Judas went into the camp of Yeshua's enemies, what did he do? He cut a deal. In 2024, you're going to see more. The truth is coming out because there's many people that cut a deal with leaders, and they have to pay up in this season. So there's something in the courtroom of the heavenlies right now that have rendered major decisions in the earth realm. And that's why you're watching those ancient spirits going to and fro throughout the earth. What did God tell Satan in the book of Job or the book of Job? Because Job simply means in the Hebrew, if you go study, look up what Job name means in Hebrew. You'll find it amazing. Some of you will find out. And we're talking about the original, because a lot of the Hebrew and Arabic language are changing. It's original wording. The word Job means suffering. It means persecution. And God says to Satan, what's coming down? And Satan said, going up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. So all of those Nephilim that are in the earth realm, you can't see them. You can only see them with the single eye. You'll be able to, and they can detect you. Because when they detect you, and they're in government, they're in political position, they're in Congress and Senate, they're in judges' seats, they're in high-ranking positions because they infiltrated. They're in your communities, in your neighborhood. And that's why you're watching things that are out of control. That's why certain pastors can't even do evangelism. Their building is their God. They'll die with their God. Then, and you got some pastors in full-time spiritual adultery. They spend more time in that building than at home with their own wives and their family. But they made that their God so that they can't even go out there to deal with demons. Demons wouldn't even deal with them. And that's no indictment against them. They don't have no power. A demon wouldn't even deal with certain leaders. Why would a demon deal with Belial? You already bought up. You can't do nothing. All you can do is go in your church and show out and knock people down and say you're doing all this super. They ain't got the Ichabod spirit. They can't do anything, and they fear you. And you wonder, why they hating on me? They got to hate on you. It ain't them. It's demon spirits in them. Those demons fear you. You're carrying a certain type of power. It ain't them. They see you. They take off going around the block and around the corner. They hear you at an event. They're not coming. The demon said, you're not welcome there. Don't go. And you see why certain people get there so late? You be wondering, what happened, man? You so late. Man, I don't know what happened. My car broke down. Okay. You know what? Because the demon said, look, let me tell you something. Demon spirits, whether people want to deal with it, they know their own. They know their own. And when you carry the power you have, these forces will fight you. They cannot kill you. They can distract you. They'll change the heart of people who's supposed to bless you. That's the kind of power they have. You'd be like, what? Why did they do that? What's that all about? Because that's the spirit. Come back and bounce back season for many of us. That's why if you ever notice, and this is for some of you, most leaders, if you ever notice, people would rather text you and be driving in their car and text you and rather risk their life than talk to you, because your sound carries so much power. Your voice carries the sound in the universe, the equinox, the equator, the Mason-Dixon line. Sound is so pivotal to the universe right now. They said, let me text you. And they text you, and then you say, well, I'm not gonna text them back. I'm going to call them. And then you call them up on the phone, and they'll still text you. Because the demons don't want that sound to touch your spirit, because you'll move. You'll change the way they move it, because you got a rhythm in your frequency. You dominate jurisdiction through sound. Your body have rhythmatic. You ever start walking in the summertime and the weather is just a certain temperature, your body move, and then you feel a cool wind blow? Those are angels, because they follow your presence. They follow your track record, because Nephilim can't do anything. They don't have access. And when they come before God, when the Lord allowed them, he only allowed them when you are mature. Some people say, well, I'm ready to fight the devil. You ain't ready to fight no demon. You won't fight the devil. You'll fight one of his imps. If you go in heads up with the devil, you'll be going out of here. That's a different dimension in the spirit world. That's a whole different level of spiritual warfare. And you can't fight them with your flesh. And don't be 500 pounds, and this ain't nothing new with nobody. You got to be a healthy person, because that means you fasting and you're in the presence of God. There's a certain dimension you in. And then you're able to tap in. You can transcend in the spirit world. And when you come out of the spirit world, there's a certain momentum you carry in your pineal gland. You're moving in the eye of God. You're at a whole different level. And that's where the respect come in. You ain't gotta go to the other side. You're on this side. And this side give you more power than the other side. The other side carry the secret. Your side give you sacred, revealing secret. That's the difference. All right. Bless you on today. This is the timing that we're in and the power that we're in. So next week, as you enter into the first of the week, the precipitation of the weather changes all around us. You're feeling the Arctic climbing a little bit. You're feeling a little bit of the Nephilim from the Arctic. They need to spread their wings in your region, in your realm. You just have to be in the place of the Lord and stay in that place that's connected to all things being ready. Have you been blessed today of this teaching, the power of the presence of the Lord God? I'm telling you, you got to participate in the process and partner with the Holy Spirit in this season. Partnering with him is just a powerful thing. All right, we prepared to head to our sanctuary. I will not be in San Antonio, Texas today. We will be in our region today. We'll be at our local church today. We'll be in the house. So we'd love to have you to join us today. Today, birthday next week, bless you on today. My mother turned 77 yesterday. I'm the seventh child of the 77, so it's critical for me, 777. Mom 77, I'm the seventh child. So it's a powerful thing. to be connected to those things. God has graced us in this season to do what we do and to bless his people today. Amen. Happy birthday to you, woman of God. Bless you all today. We're thanking God for all that he's doing. I'm excited about the glory of God and all of the things that the Lord is doing. And thanking those who are connected with us on today, who's been partnering with us over the last several months, weeks, and years. We're in a very critical time, and we're celebrating what the Lord is doing. So today there was going to be a powerful word from the Lord. I'm going to be dealing with some powerful things today. I'm actually going to be dealing with more of the Gregorian calendar as it relates to biblical timing. And so people can understand that. And we will probably release it to many of the believers as we share more and more of the word of God. So we thank God for you on today. Those of you who are following us over alongside, we bless you on today. And we thank God for you, you, and you that are connecting with us on today. All right, I'll be ministering prophetically to some of you. My birthday is on the 22nd of this month, Big 57. Bless you on today. We have a lot of special birthdays on today. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's pray on today. Thank you. England. Thank you over there, McLeod. Thank you, Trinidad. Thank you, those that are listening in from Sierra Leone, and the Ivory Coast, and even the transition to Paris, France. We bless the Lord for all of you on today. Thank you for connecting with us. If you want to be a blessing today, and I consider the Word of God as a blessing today, I want to give you the opportunity to be able to sow into the word of the Lord God on today. And many of you who are following us, we want to give you opportunity to do that today. As we dealt with part 9 of Turmoil at the Turning Point today, connecting to part 8 and 9, Come Back, Bounce Back, part 1 and 2 today. We bless the Lord for you today, for connecting with us. Join me today in our sanctuary. You'll be blessed by the word of the Lord God. 11 a.m., 231 East 146th Street. 10 a.m. is the prophetic class. You can just come in and sit down and be blessed at 10 a.m. Then 11 a.m. we'll be going into our worship, and then the word of the Lord God blessing many of you with the word from the Lord. All right. For those of you who did not, had not purchased the book, this is it. It's still out on the market. You can go there and get this book. This book has blessed so many people, and it will bless you. You can purchase the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. It's a life-changing book for your life. It will bless you. You can go to Amazon, or you can go over to our website and purchase it over there as well. It'll bless you. If you're ever in a city and town where I'm at, bring the book there. We'll sign off of it. We'll sign it and be a blessing to you. So you can purchase that book there called Love the Unfinished Chapter. It's a powerful book. It's life-changing. It's a real easy read. So you will be blessed by it. Powerful chapters that will bless your life and the life of those who will read it. I made it really simple to bless you. Chapter number 1 of the book, When Love Rescued Death at the Door. Chapter number 2 is The Little Boy Under the Bed. Chapter number 3 is One Night with the Fiend. Chapter number 4, Love the Roller Coaster Ride. Chapter number 5 is Lust the Roller Coaster Ride. Chapter number 6, Hurt Made Me Discriminate Against Love. Chapter 7 is The Love Department. Chapter 8 is Oracles of Love. Chapter 9, Love Found Me in Uncharted Territory. Chapter 10, You Can't Schedule Love. Chapter 11, Love Had No Divorce. And Chapter 12, Love the Masterpiece. So you can purchase that book. It'll be a blessing to you. Our other book that's out, this is actually a bookmarker. It's The Love the new book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. Delay doesn't mean denial. Delay means there's some things that God is doing. You can purchase this book as well. It's already getting ready to come out. So we love to see you connect with us in whatever side, town, nation you're in to join us. So we'll be in our sanctuary today at 11 o'clock. Want to see you there. All right, those of you who have been a blessing today, if you sow the seed today, we greatly appreciate it. Your covenant partner, you're sowing your tithes and offering today. We thank God for your tithes and offering. You can do it electronically at money sign, RFPIM, that's Zelle, at money sign, RFPIM. Or you can do, you can do it at Cash App, MoneySat, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at We Restore You. It's on the screen already, Restore You at yahoo.com. That's We Restore You, the letter U, at moneyside.com. Blessing all on this day, journey called life. Thank you so much, woman of God. Amen. Bless you as well. All right, so you can be a blessing. You can go over to the website at We Restore You, the letter U, .org. We Restore You, the letter U, .org, and be a blessing as well. So be a blessing over there. You can do it via, you can go over to Apple Pay as well and be a blessing as well over there. All right, say to God, be blessed on today. Stay in the strength of God, the hand of God. Be motivated by the things of God. Let nothing change you. The weather out here is unique. In certain regions, the temperature is very cold. So cover yourself. Cover yourself as well. God bless you. Apostle of the Lord, Greg Jacob, bless you, man. Servant there. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for connecting with us, man of God. Thank you for connecting with us, Bishop Fabian Tucker. Thank you so much. Partners and virtual members, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. We love you all tremendously. We missed you all there, but we're connecting and we'll be there with you all very, very soon, looking to see you there. All right, we're heading to our location, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We'll be there this morning, blessing God's people and fellowshipping with the word of the Lord God. Keep me in your prayer. Let's stay connected. Greater things are happening. Greater things are coming to pass. And join us. You can join us on our Facebook page at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page right about 11:45 today, Central Time, 12:45 Eastern, and 10:45 Central Time Zone. 9:45 Central Time, Pacific Time Zone. Correction, Pacific Time Zone. All right, be blessed, saints of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.